This is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. And the first movie is called Taking Woodstock. And when I heard about this movie, I was so excited. You know, after all these years, that tiny little sweet yellow bird was finally going to have a movie all his own. And it's called Taking Woodstock, which probably means he gets kidnapped and held for ransom or something. You know, lots of action and suspense. But maybe, even maybe, Snoopy makes the big rescue. But then I saw the trailer. Yeah, not the little yellow bird at all. It's about the other Woodstock.
Look at this. Some hippie thing's going to get canceled unless they find a new place for the concert.
Wow, Janis Joplin.
Grateful Dead, The Who.
Well, the locals killed it.
Bummer, man.
Can you connect me with something called Woodstock Ventures?
So, yes, I'm not quite old enough to know about this Woodstock, heard about it, but didn't live through it, but lots of people out there did, so this movie may appeal to those that want to relive it. And this movie is based on a true story about how Woodstock all happened and apparently made quite an impression for a few decades, so far that is, anyway. But for me, I still think that little yellow bird needs a movie of his own. But in the meantime, if you're up for watching a piece of history being made, this might be for you, but be warned, it is R-rated. But I guess from what I've heard about what really went on back then, it kind of has to be. Now into a movie that it has not gotten a lot of press, but it is probably in a theater by you now, and it's called Adam. And a girl, she moves into a new building and falls for a guy that might not be able to love her the way she wants because he's living with Asperger's syndrome.
Voyager 2 will pass within 4.3 light years of Sirius, the dog star, in approximately 196,000 years.
Adam, I'm having lunch. Speaking.
Oh, I'm sorry, see, the Star Tracker system.
No. Lunchtime is for God talk.
A woman moved into 3A.
This is a sweet story about two people who love in very different ways and might not be really what each other needs. You know, Hugh Dancy plays Adam and does a really great job. You know, it's kind of an interesting movie, though, because it's kind of hard to get into because it's hard to relate to the character, which makes sense because I can't relate to Asperger's syndrome, which might be the point of the movie to not really get it, or maybe the movie just wasn't good enough to pull me in to want to get it, or maybe I just wasn't paying enough attention. Well, however it worked or however it wasn't meant to work or whatever, I was left, well, kind of not feeling very satisfied. So clearly I don't have a definite feeling on this movie, one way or another, or at least I don't think I do. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, Adam is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.